ओम शांति। ए ब्यूटीफुल टॉपिक, हाउ टू मेंटेन स्टेबल स्टेज। डू यू लव दिस टॉपिक? वी रिमेंबर बाबाज वर्ड्स इन अव्यक्त मुरली दैट इफ ऑल ब्राह्मण्स बिकम स्टेबल, वन बाबा विल बी ग्लोरिफाइड। Do you remember? If we all learn how to maintain a stable stage in all circumstances, living in this Kali Yugi world, so our face will glorify Baba. People will read on our face what they want to know in their life. Such a powerful glow, powerful vibrations, powerful purity will be reflected from our face, that all souls of the world will see Baba in our face. We have to do such deep tapasya. So first of all, I begin this topic with one of my experience of life. I decided in this life, it is a thought of deep, strong determination. I decided many years before that on this confluence age, I will focus only on spiritual power, nothing else. That aim of my life will remain forever, to achieve maximum spiritual power, nothing else. So many years before, I determined very strong thought I had, or I made a promise that in any case, in any problem, I will not waste my thought energy. Because spirituality means the energy of thoughts, energy of purity. Spirituality simply means the power of spirit. When spirit is powerful, very pure, spirit is spiritual. Spirit becomes the embodiment of spirituality. And it's spirituality which has been missed out from all religions of this world. There is good philosophy in every religion. We know it's not perfect, but it is very good. Man can live happy and peaceful life by following the philosophy of their own religion. But because everyone is missing spiritual power, therefore, their own philosophy is not leading them to peace, happiness and content in life. So we, Brahmins, must make such destination of our life. And when I kept it in my mind very strongly, very firmly, so wherever I noticed that this thing will weaken my spiritual power, I left it. So this one thought gave me the power of renunciation, which is a great power for our tapasya. You know Baba's three words in Hindi, Tyag, Tyag means renunciation. Tyag, T-Y-A-G. Tyag, renunciation. Tapasya, you know this word. Seva, service. So, Tyag, renunciation is the base of tapasya and seva. Renunciation becomes the base of deep meditation and successful service. So if there is no renunciation in our life, tapasya becomes hard, difficult. But what to renounce? We all listen in Baba's Murli, become beggar. And this word beggar has got very wide and deep meaning. Beggar means nothing belongs to me, including our body. Nothing is mine. Or I don't need anything from this old world. No desires, no demand, no expectations. This is so deep soul consciousness in which we become full in spiritual enjoyment. So this thought that I have to focus on spirituality only, it kept me very stable in life. Because, you know, I noticed very soon in my early years of this Brahmin life, that even in this Brahmin life, here is different types of Maya chase us all the time, runs after us. We left that worldly Maya, but Brahmin's Maya, it is also something, sometimes very powerful. So I decided not to get involved in this Maya. This is very bad, worse than that. It can weaken the soul. It can keep me from godly enjoyment. I used to talk to myself. You should also talk to yourself always. Chit-chat with self. That after a long wait, for thousands of years, we had been waiting for God. He came after so long wait. We have achieved Him. I have achieved Him. I came very close to Him. Why not to enjoy His company all the time? Why not to experience His supreme love all the time in life? Why not to remain always under His canopy of protection? So I was talking this way to my own self, and these things kept me safe from all unnecessary Maya, unnecessary desires of life. So I remember 20 years before, I had a thought in my mind. It was like a slogan, no interest in the world, no desire of the world, beyond these both things. No interest, no desire. Interest only for spiritual achievements. So, I was not running after services, and then I noticed, I saw in my life that service started run after me. It's practical experience of every day, that if we renounce a thing, that thing comes after us. And if we run after the things, things go away from us. So power of renunciation is very important thing. And when you are here now in Madhuban, in Yan Sarovar, talk to yourself this way, revise your final destination again and again. How I have to pass these days of confluential age? How? In which feelings? And in which not? We used to have one topic in our life, in our chit-chat, that on this confluence, what should I do, what should I not do? This is your turning point today. You can make a list of 10 thoughts. I will do this, I will not do this. It will encourage you always, will give you power of renunciation, will keep you safe from unnecessary things of this world. So, 4 stable stage. I was remembering today in our Lokik Gita, in 2nd chapter, this subject has been discussed, how to make our mind stable. Not stage. What are the signs of a yogi who has a stable mind? And in that chapter, many things had been mentioned. I used to read those things. And one line, one verse, which I like the most in my life, right from the beginning, that a soul can be content within his own self, not in outside things, not in outside world, not in mundane things. If we want to experience contentment in our life, we can achieve it, not only to experience, we can achieve it forever in our own self. At that time, I did not know what does it mean, how to get content within own self. Now, after coming to Baba, we understand that if our own stage is very elevated, then we are content. And this contentment becomes the base of our stable stage. If we are content with ourselves, then we are happy. We have no desire in this world. Our stage becomes stable. So it's a big subject, and I would say you, second thing in Hindi, it's a big combination, beautiful combination of words, those who are beyond the enjoyment of sense organs, those who have renounced the interest and enjoyment of sense organs, can achieve a stable stage. Now we know, enjoyment of our eyes, mouth, ears and tongue. I am taking 4 sense organs here. We have so many enjoyment for these all 4 sense organs. And if we are engaged in satisfying our sense organs, we will never remain stable. I have noticed in India some sisters and brothers, they have renounced everything of their Lokik life, everything. They were very rich, on a high position in the world, but after achieving Baba, they renounced everything in a second. no more interest in money, in post and position of the world, in name and fame. But one thing they missed. They could not renounce the taste of tongue. See, simple thing. They renounce wealth. They renounce all facilities of their life. They became real renunciate. Their people of their society, their neighbors, their friends appreciated them. That, oh, this man is so great. He renounced everything. But sister was always busy in kitchen, making so many beautiful dishes to satisfy the tongue. Most of the time busy in listening so many waste things through ear. Interest of eyes to see beautiful, beautiful movies, pictures of the world. And for mouth, you know, to keep speaking, speaking, speaking. So we should know subtle energy of soul is wasted if our sense organs are busy in these tastes. These are the tastes of our sense organs. If we are busy with these things, suppose you get up in the morning, you enjoy Amrit Vela Yoga or Murli, or your life is disciplined life, pure life, but most of the time of life is just used in satisfying the taste of sense organs, so soul will not experience spiritual progress in life. So renunciation of this taste is important. I remember two lines of Avyakt Baba's Murli about service. He had mentioned one thing and about food, one another thing, that those who are good yogi, those who are really dear to Baba, their stage will be like this, that if they get opportunity to give lecture in front of thousands of people, they will do it happily. And next moment, if they are asked to clean the floor, they will do equally happily, without having any thought in their mind, without having any thought of body consciousness. If they get equal enjoyment in both opportunities, either giving lecture in front of thousands or cleaning floor, this is the real stage of a yogi. Such yogi souls can become stable. Now you can see. One of our brother was talking to a senior most soul. Just they were friends. Our brother from kitchen, he went to Bombay and was talking to one senior sister. Just laughing, joking, saying that, we see when sisters sit, not sisters or brother both, when they sit on the stage to give lecture, their stage is very elevated. But when they sit on the stage, where? On dining table, we note their stage at that time. Oh, this is not good, this is not good, I don't like this, I like this. It was just joke. Second thing Baba had mentioned in that Avyakt Murli, that if you get 36 type of food to eat, you know in India 36 kind of dishes are famous, that such bhog is offered to deities. If you get so delicious dishes to eat, enjoy that. And if you only get just simple chapati, nothing else, you have to eat with salt. In India, poor people eat chapati with salt. If you eat chapati with salt, still you enjoy that food. Equal enjoyment. This is the real stage of a yogi. So whatever we achieve, if we enjoy that situation, that we will believe that in fact we are knowledgeable soul. In future, see the future, when destruction will take place, when all human beings of this world will lose everything they have possessed, they made in their life. Suppose you made a beautiful house like a palace. In that you had all facilities, beautiful furniture, everything of facilities. You know everything will finish? Do you know this? Do you know? Ask again to yourself. If it's yours, you are the owner of that beautiful palace, you will lose it. Would you able to see that destruction of your own palace, being detached observer? Suppose you made money throughout your life, and you made a beautiful house at the end, and after 1 year, it damaged. Such things are going to happen at the time of destruction. So, would we be able to see such scenes being detached? That it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to Baba, everything is going to destroy, let my house be get destroyed, I will get golden palaces now. So, when I use this word golden palaces, one very deep thought which I used to give recently in classes and I experienced it in my life came up in my mind now. Among Brahmins, we see some souls, they have so many demands in life. They need so many facilities. For example, I need this car, not this. Just one instance I am giving. I need this opportunity for service. If they don't get that opportunity, they get upset. So just imagine one thing, guess one thing. The great souls who had been in heaven, we all had been in heaven for thousands of years. We had enjoyed golden palaces, beautiful dishes, ornaments, beautiful clothes, beautiful suits. Actually there we did not use suit, but we can think this way, everything on the highest level we had during thousands and thousands of years. So we were fully content. Those who were great, those whose life passed through all these achievements, now too they are content. So these small, small things of Kali Yugi world don't attract them. And those who did not have these old things, so Kali Yugi things attract them. Now churn this thought. We had been very, very great souls, kings, master of the world, master of everything, even master of nature. Nature used to provide everything to us. Nature was under our control. It used to materialize our each thought. Whatever we think, nature will do.
This was our kingdom in golden age. We were so great. Be aware of your greatness, of your achievements. And then the trivial things of Kaliyugi world, simple, simple, small, small things of Kaliyugi world will neither attract you nor disturb you. This power of knowledge we need a lot in our life in order to maintain a stable stage forever, although we know power of yoga we need. But I would emphasize here to power of knowledge. So everyone must make oneself full in this power of knowledge. And it means in right time, the powerful thoughts of knowledge must come up in our mind. They should not disappear. And for this I would suggest to you, as we are listening Avyakt Murlis now, you will listen 10 Avyakt Murlis in this season. After reading Avyakt Murli, note down some important points separately. One is routine work. We listen Murli, we take note, that's a simple thing. But the thoughts which you like very much from Murlis, you just note down them separately. And I can suggest one thing, that for a month you can keep 10 points of Murlis on which you have to work always for a month. The next month you can change, you can take new 10 points. This way you will get many points from Baba's Murli and will experience that points of Murli are a powerful treasure for the soul. Because many are lacking this power, therefore easily they get trapped in so many mayavi things of Kaliyugi world and stable stage comes down. So power of renunciation and power of knowledge. Do you like this suggestion? 10 points for a month. I do this always. I remember the year of 72 when Avyakt Bab Dada had blessed me with churning power. Before that, I did not churn. I used to think that we have got Baba's knowledge. What is the use of churning, reading, writing, giving time in such things? Why not to remember Baba? But Avyakt Baba, specifically, with underline, told me, no, you start churning from today. And what Baba had mentioned to me that day, I remember those words today, that those things became so useful for entire life. I did not believe it at that time. I used to think yoga power is the highest power in the world. In front of yoga power, nothing will stay. Maya will not stand. But Baba had mentioned to me, no, if you want to become perfect, you need to obtain 100 marks in all four subjects. If you obtain 100 marks in yoga and 0 marks in knowledge, never will get full pass. So it just entered my heart. So Baba specifically said, start churning. And Baba added that whenever in future, two things he mentioned, if you will get any opportunity, easily you will get success. And if problem and obstacles come to your life, easily with the power of churning, you will conquer over everything. So these two beautiful experiences so many experiences in these two lines I got in my life. I got so many opportunities of giving classes and lectures outside in colleges, in front of so many non-BKs, and it's my best fortune, I need not to prepare any lecture, any class. Even if it's a senior college, I have to speak in front of students on concentration for 1 hour. I just do like this. I remember, God is my teacher. I am master ocean of knowledge. And I invoke Baba, Baba, come with me. And easily I get success. Even I speak sometime on such topic, which are not my topic, not our topic. Just once I had to speak on a subject, dream psychology. I am not a student of psychology, and I had to speak for 45 minutes and then half an hour question answer in a college. I spoke easily. I remembered what Baba has mentioned related to psychology, dreams, yoga. And I gave them so deep points they had never heard before. They were not written in their books. They were asking, where did you find these all things? See, then I had to answer that God has become our teacher. I never hide these things in public. God Himself is teaching us. One who is the ocean of knowledge is our teacher. So we know everything. And this was the magic of churning power. So I would say, start churning in your life. Churning, make it one important aspect of your spiritual life. And thus, by churning, you would be able to sustain your own self. This is self-sustenance, way of self-sustenance. Because Baba has given so wonderful, wonderful things in Murlis, if we remember them, we will fly. Just I remind you, one point of this Avyakta Murli, he mentioned, you just say, my Baba, with true heart, and your voice will reach to me, and from me, cooperation will come back to you. See, if we remember it, at the time of problems, we need not to fight with problems. Problems automatically will run away from us. So take notes from Murli's, and I have suggested you, I do it always, whenever I start a new diary for Murli's, on first 4 or 5 pages, I note down always my own favorite points from Murli's. And always I keep reading them, and actually they become blessing for life. So this way, with the power of knowledge, we would be able to maintain a stable stage in different circumstances. I would remind you one thing. I use this point of Baba's Murli very much in my life. You have to solve all of your problems with the power of your elevated stage. It's Baba's version. Problem may be very powerful. I have note down on the first page of my diary, always I note down it, you are Master Almighty, and problems of this world in front of a Master Almighty soul are like an ant, a small insect. We are like lion, Master Almighty. I note down other points of Baba's Murli. Those who are Master Almighty, they can change the situation just with the power of their thoughts. they can change the events of the world. They can influence the events of the world with the power of thought. But those who are Master Almighty, those who remain in the awareness of Master Almighty stage, such points will help you always at the time of negative circumstances. I remind you, I always remind two verses from Avyakt Murli of last season. One point came just 1 month before in Baba's slogan. It's the essence of solution of all problems. Baba mentioned, those who are in the awareness of angels, that I am an angel, at the time of circumstances, Almighty becomes their canopy of protection. So this way, these points becomes a powerful, strong pillar for our life. Second point, you remember this point, I hope, Baba had mentioned just 6 months before, those who remain seated on the seat of self-respect, Baba is responsible for them. And those who get upset, they themselves are responsible for them. So which stage you would like, being upset or self-respect? Actually, this is not a question to be asked. But ask yourself, if we are upset, then Baba runs away from us. And if we are in self-respect, Baba is here. He is the canopy of protection here, and we are safe always. So these things will become very useful, helpful for the time of destruction. I practiced one thing for many years in my life for this stable stage. You know that point of Sakar Murli? Baba says that in fact knowledgeable soul are those who are always stable in opposite pairs, you know, if someone defame you or appreciate you, if you get victory or defeat, success or not success, in all these different circumstances, those who are stable, they are really jnani, knowledgeable soul. If you get profit in your business or lose. Suppose you are playing a game, your team wins or lose. So in both situations, those who are stable, those who are happy, are really knowledgeable soul. I note it down it in front of me. And how did I work? I share that experience to you. I used to think for just appreciation and defamation. Take these two things. So normally when we do some good thing, people appreciate. But you will find some souls will defame you. Even after doing a beautiful thing, there will be at least 1, 2, 4, 5, 10 those who defame you. And you get upset that I did so nice thing, still these people are defaming me, commenting me, saying this, here, there, to everywhere, everyone. What should I do now? But I prepared myself for one thing. These were the words of a famous Hindi writer in India, that if you enjoy appreciation, you should also enjoy defamation. Be equal in both. If you love appreciation, why don't you love defamation? But we make ourselves weak by one expectation, that no one must defame me. I can defame to everyone. I never become miser if I get opportunity to defame others. I defame continually. But when people defame me, I get weak, upset. So I noticed, if I defame others, this was a slogan for myself for years and years, if I defame others, I lose power to face my defamation. Just as if I make negative comments upon others, I will not have power to face if others make negative comments to me. So I took myself beyond this expectation that none should defame me. So I share the experience of many years before when we got opportunity to give classes in Madhuvan. Before that, this chance was given to sisters only. In our organization, you know, sister first, so brothers were last. So, but 20 years before, more than 20, 25 years before, the system changed. And first of all, Nirvair Bhai was giving classes, then I got this opportunity. So then, I came back to my room after giving class. I had to listen many things from Madhuvan Nivasis. Some were appreciating, oh, you spoke this nice point. But two, three brothers, they were very jealous and used to make comment. Oh, what was the class? It was nothing, no essenceful. You were just repeating Baba's points. So in beginning, I got little upset. And I tell you, two other brothers also got opportunity to give class, and same thing happened to them. And after one, two times, they left giving class. That, oh, people speak so much, we get upset, so we will not give class. But I was determined. I prepared myself that if you do something great, you must be ready to listen the comments of people. I just made myself strong. And what did I see then? That people made comments. So suppose in first time 10 people made negative comments, second time 8, third time 5, fourth time 3, then 1, and then none. So I notice that if I don't get influence from the comments of others, they will leave commenting on me. And it was done. So we have to make ourselves positive, free from expectation, and so strong. Get ready. Just as in a business, a businessman should be ready either for profit or for lose, both things. A businessman gets a lot of profit, but sometime, if he loses everything, a big loss, still a business person has to accept, because it's a game of business, of loss and profit. A team who is playing a game is ready for both things, lose or win. If team lose and captain, the leaders or the managers, they start threatening and making negative comments, what will happen to the players? They will lose their courage. And definitely next time they will again lose. But an intelligent leader, captain of the team, he encourages always to the players. Similarly, we should encourage ourselves in our life. Suppose sometime we defeat, so we should learn. We should analyze what was the reason of our defeat. Analyze that and make new plan and get progress, success in life. So this way, if we collect these two powers, power of renunciation, power of knowledge, these two powers will empower us. We will not remain sensitive. We will not mind anything. We will not get influenced by the negative comments of others. And this way, our stage will be going high, high, higher day by day. And one day, we will reach to the destination. I would say one thing which I speak always in the classes. This should be aim of Brahmin's life in everyone's mind. We have to make our life easy. Everything easy. And we have to learn how to enjoy each and every act of our daily routine, all activities. Sometimes you have to work very fast, still do enjoy that. Sometimes you have to work against your will, still you have to enjoy that. And a powerful and knowledgeable soul can enjoy all situations of the life. So accept the challenge of Maya, accept the challenge of these problems, what you call them, circumstances, negative things of this Kali-yugi world, because this is Kali-yugi world, we are not in golden age, we are sitting in Kali-yugi world, full of negativity, full of tension, full of problems, and we have given challenge to this all. Baba used to say, when two wrestlers go in the field, they give challenge to each other. You might have seen boxers and wrestlers. So, you have given challenge to Maya and problems of this world, believing that you are more powerful than these all things. So, lastly, I will remind you one thing. When you have to face any problem, ask yourself, who is more powerful, problems or me? Answer will come. What is the answer? I am more powerful. And this feeling, this awareness that I am more powerful will enable you to win. So this way, with the power of powerful and elevated thoughts, make yourself broad-minded. Narrow-mindedness becomes the reason of many problems in life. Open your mind, make it broad. And for this, churning is very important. And thus, we all would be able to maintain very good, stable stage all the time. And then our face will attract the souls, will pull the souls, and thus Baba will be glorified. Om Shanti. Okay, now 3 minutes. Powerful yoga we will do. Powerful yoga for 3 minutes. With a feeling. So powerful yoga with the feeling. Last time too I gave this thought, most beautiful. Almighty Baba, Bap Dada, His hand came on my head. His hand of blessing, now feel this, His hand of blessing came on my head. And from His hand, 8 rays of 8 powers are entering my mind, intellect and whole body. Daily Amratvela, once. You should do this practice. Now, we will receive 8 powers from Almighty, being in the feeling that I am Master Almighty.